Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The recession has sent more people back to school, and Massachusetts is no exception. At Bunker Hill Community College, enrollment has topped 10,000 students, which is up 23% since last year. The increase is putting so much pressure on the college that it's introduced midnight classes to address the lack of space and the needs of working students. WBUR's Bianca Boskis-Tonis stayed up late to stop by the first midnight course of this semester.
The time is 11:47, please. And print and sign your name.
Hector Gonzalez is late for the 11:45 class, but he stops in the lobby for coffee. He'll need it to get through the almost three-hour lecture.
Basically, that was the only class in psychology I was open.
Gonzalez is a police officer in Chelsea. He works at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. But he needs Psychology 101 for his criminal justice degree.
I prefer to take it in person than web classes. I'd rather have a teacher.
When you think of psychology, what do you think of? Just name words or whatever. The brain? Good.
Professor Kathleen O'Neill came up with the idea of these midnight sessions.
You know, the classes are so packed in the day, and there's so many students that want to come here that maybe it would make sense to run it overnight, because there's students who are up all night. Having teenagers myself, I know they're very much up at midnight. So I thought, you know, why not just open it at night and see what happens?
29 people signed up for the class. That's almost the limit. On the first night, 20 people showed up. Edwin Diaz rolled in late. The 20-year-old works at Logan Airport. He takes bags off planes. His shift starts at 3 a.m.
So basically the schedule does me good. I get up at 11:30, head over here, and then from there I just go straight to work.
After work, he'll come back to Bunker Hill Community College.
It's kind of hard, but I got to do it, you know. I ain't trying to work for no minimum wage job. Trying to make a career. The more schooling you got, the more money you get, and that's what I'm looking for right now.
It's break time, and Tanique Burns is working her way through a huge glass of iced coffee. The mother of five draws blood for the Red Cross, but she wants to become a nurse.
I have family responsibilities such as sporting events that my classes aren't necessarily conducive to, and I work crazy hours during the day. I don't work at this time of day, so it made sense.
Burns is also signed up for the other midnight class, college writing. Professor Wick Sloan is teaching that class. He came out tonight to bring cookies for moral support.
I think the tragedy in this country now is that there are so many motivated people and so little funding for them to go to college that to me this is a cry for help by all of them. That's the reason to teach the class.
If these first two classes are successful, Bunker Hill Community College may hold more midnight classes next semester. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Boskis-Tonis.